What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Germanicus, who's being very generous, imagining 100 years from now, we both admit we failed. We can't see 100 years. That's the nature of it. But we guessed at the worst possible. In 1923, they guessed at the best possible, an end of war, ending arms, putting away the worst weapon on Earth in 1923, the battleship and the battlecruiser. Well, they were wrong. So our imagination is also wrong. However, Germanicus suggested pandemic. From what I know of the Four Horsemen, that is the most damaging to governance. Now we turn to Donbass, which is simple after you've imagined the end of civilization. Germanicus, the Russians continue to pummel the front lines with their artillery and fire missiles here and there across Ukraine. The NATO forces are out of ammo. The Americans are out of ammo. The Ukrainians are asking for more of everything. The NATO forces believe that they need 1 million shells for their own arsenal. Ukraine wants 1 million shells for their arsenal. The U.S. is searching around for machinery to make shells again because our stores are that low. Therefore, we're not quite at 1916 with Lloyd George replacing Asquith, but we are at a place where the guns could fall silent because one side is out of ammo. So what happens now? Does Ukraine understand that a negotiation is the only way forward, or does it continue to make demands on the U.S., where the House of Representatives is led by a man, Kevin McCarthy, who has declined Zelensky's invitation to Kyiv? What next?
There are several things we need to understand. One is that the Ukraine that we see today is a shrunken place of perhaps 22 million, less than half of what it was just a few years ago before the war. And it has been brought down further by the incredible number of casualties it sustained, which no one will report, but which have slipped out and which can be well attested. And those could be in the range of 600,000 to 700,000, including over 200,000 dead. Its infrastructure has been destroyed, and in places like Bakhmut or Artemyovsk, its army has been bleeding off. And in fact, the process of trying to artificially hold on to places and not retreat, which Zelensky has insisted upon, kind of channeling the Fuhrer from another war, has led to an unraveling of loyalty within his own army, because he's been sending tens of thousands of young and very old men into battle with no training, only to be killed quickly. And this has created a situation that the U.S. and NATO are well aware of now, and they are, in fact, pulling back. Having led the corrupt Ukrainian government into a situation where it thought it could expect endless allied, meaning NATO, support, it is now facing a situation where it has essentially, as I would put it, to be honest, betrayed its people by sacrificing them for the kind of succor that will never come, the kind of rescue that will never allow Ukraine to ever retrieve its lost territories, which were not Ukrainian to begin with. But the fact is, NATO and the U.S. are seeing that they created a terrible changeling that cannot succeed. And it is now, and we can see this from all sorts of, you know, buried but not invisible signals in media, like from Die Welt, even from Politico, that the U.S. is beginning to pull back, and Europe is beginning to pull back because it entered into a devil's bargain.
That's all correct. Zelensky, is he getting the message? Is he being told the facts?
Well, I sympathize with Zelensky because he is not only a creature of the West who made him what he is, but also he cannot really survive if the whole giant edifice of propaganda that Ukraine will win, that is plucky, amazing.
That's a Hollywood ending. Who?
Yeah, it is.
Who will convince him? Who will tell him?
I think that the coming collapse of the situation in Bakhmut, Artemovsk, and along the front will create a situation where Ukraine, as it is now constructed, meaning the regime in Ukraine, will have to either leave or come to terms with Russia. I don't know that that's possible. I think Russia's terms right now will not allow Mr. Zelensky to remain in power. He has an exit. He can come to the U.S. He has properties here. And in Tuscany, he's a billionaire. So I don't think that he has a problem if he can leave, but it'll become clear when he has to leave. And what I'm basically saying here is that Russia doesn't have to destroy the entire Ukrainian army at this point, because things are clearly coming apart all over Ukraine. And the West's willingness to sustain an enterprise that is coming apart is not long for the world.
Well, without ammo, we're not sustaining anything.
Well, we have no ammo, and I cannot believe, and I have to say this forthrightly, how did we enter into this without incredible efforts to recreate the kind of production lines that we had in the old days?
Well, the smarmy answer is gradually and then suddenly. That's how we got into this mess.
Yes, yes. And it's been a long time. I mean, it has been months and months and months.
Well,
maybe
where's the 9 o'clock speech from the Oval Office about why we fight? There are a lot of things missing here. This is a war without ceremony that we're used to, and running out of the arsenal. I hear this frustration all the time. I don't get answers from people who talk to the Pentagon. Where are your weapons? Where are they? Oh, well, you know, we don't want to escalate.
Well, part of the problem is the U.S. Ruling class, and especially the Imperial Court with its intelligence community, fabricated a puff piece about Ukrainian invincibility, and equally that Russia was a primitive, desperate Neanderthal military that was going to collapse just with another push.
Oh, well,
how they could have done that, I don't know, because
satanic,
the facts are there. The facts have been there for a year.
You need to mention satanic, because there was a campaign to make Putin and his counselors into war criminals. And now and again it flashes out, but it's rhetoric. You know that they want a settlement, and you don't sign treaties with war criminals.
Well, so, the group that has been pushing this the hardest, also known in now well-established lore as the neocons, have pursued a vision of American mission.
Yes,
American messianic mission that is totally rooted in we will never again what Hitler did in the 1930s.
Germanicus,
but this is not the 1930s.
It's good for book contracts. We both know this.
Yes.
You also get invited to symposiums in Washington. Okay, fine. But where are we in the process? Russia has ammunition. Ukraine doesn't. Ordinarily, that leads to a resolution. Can we expect the resolution by summer? That seems far away from right now.
It does seem far away, but remember, we're in March.
Yeah.
The Rasputitsa, the muddy season, will end. And at that point, it is to Russia's interest to bring the war to an end then. Right now, however, in spite of all of the impediments to offensive action, Russia is exacting such a terrible toll of Ukraine. It is one of the great crimes that the United States has put Ukraine up to a war that will essentially destroy that nation. The nation is already destroyed, so it's not a question of whether Ukraine can be restored to what it was, because it's all gone now. And the fact is that Russia has everything ready to go. At some point when everything firms up in May and or June, you'll have a denouement.
I think we'll have surrender before that, Germany.
There's no Ukrainian army left.
You can't order the Ukrainian army into battle given it's out of ammo. You can't do it.
I can't believe the Alice in Wonderland.
Zelensky is an actor.
Yes.
He lives in make-believe.
Well, the U.S. has pursued a course here, which was never required.
And they backed into
it. Which has resulted in the destruction of an entire country and an entire people.
The war was supposed to be over by March 1st. Germanicus, you know, the scenario was Russia takes Novorossiya, we make a deal, we move on. That was the scenario.
Right.
It was interrupted by some facts on the ground.
Yes.
And now those facts are very clear. The good guys are out of ammo.
What worries me is that the people who are in charge of our military are not capable of effective
General Milley, who was in Syria? Yeah, he tours Syria.
No, it goes back decades to Vietnam and before.
All right.
Net assessment. Know who you're dealing with. Walk in your enemy's shoes.
I was reminded the other day that Richard Nixon wrote a letter to Ho Chi Minh, not realizing Lee Duc Tho was the leader. There's some things you can't make up.
I know.
It's time to go to the theater. And I have a hint as to what we're going to see tonight. They're going to reproduce the dinner party right before Nero had his mother murdered. So it should be some wonderful double entendre, the actor playing Nero, being especially uxorious to his mother. Germanicus, perhaps our audience doesn't know, Nero murdered his mother because she was controlling him. And he couldn't stand it anymore. He'd been emperor for 5 years at that point. And he figured if he murdered her, then he'd actually get to do what he wanted, which was to be an actor and drive chariots. Germanicus, sometimes we can't make Roman history believable, can we? There's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
We're living Roman history, of course. We're in Londinium. We're going off to the theater after we sacrificed to the god Augustus. Germanicus has made it very clear that the war is over in Ukraine. And Zelensky knows it. He doesn't have to be told. When McCarthy refused to travel to Kyiv, I think the message is clear, don't you, Germanicus?
It's becoming more clear every day.
Yeah, we don't even need the blank check anymore. Just Zelensky, you're trying to pick up pennies before a steamroller. It's coming. 91 AD, In Londinium, we told the tale of the future that we cannot see. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.